New figures from the Congressional Budget Office predict that Social Security will not go bankrupt until the year 2052. That's a decade later than previously estimated. The new report might make a big overhaul of Social Security less likely anytime soon. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The CBO used more optimistic numbers on inflation and productivity, which, when projected out over the next 75 years, result in trillions more dollars in the Social Security program. Barbara Cannelli is the president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
The newest estimate says that Social Security shortfall is only half as much as the previous projection. And obviously, we think that's a good thing.
But the CBO finds that starting in 2019, Social Security will start paying out less than it's bringing in and will start sliding towards eventual insolvency. There's been sharp debate over how to fix that. President Bush and some Republicans in Congress want to allow younger workers to invest money in the stock market that they'd otherwise pay into the program. They argue that over time, the stock market has offered better returns than Social Security. Barbara Cannelli is in the opposite camp.
To say that Wall Street's the answer is absolutely the wrong way to go. It would increase the financial risk of retirement because an individual's money would be subject to the whims of Wall Street.
But some think the new CBO report will mean that nothing is going to get done at all regarding Social Security. Stan Collender is Managing Director of Financial Dynamics Business Communications in Washington. He's followed and written about the Social Security program for years.
You're talking about a political system in Washington where the longest time they can deal with is 2 years. That is until the next election. So when you're talking about something that's 10 years further away, that was already 20 years into the future, you're talking about another lifetime or two for most members of Congress, most of whom won't be in office by the time this actually becomes a real critical problem.
Collender says most politicians just won't want to wade into the political minefield of Social Security reform if they don't think they have to, and any small sense of urgency that might have been building could now easily disappear. Chris Arnold, NPR News.